Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak pleaded not guilty today in a Cairo court. He's being retried on charges he had a role in the deaths of hundreds of protesters during the uprising that drove him from power. An appeals court had overturned his conviction last summer. Finance ministers and central bankers from seven major economic powers completed 2 days of closed-door meetings today in an English country house about 40 miles from London. Larry Miller has more on the story.
British Treasury Chief George Osborne says the G7 reaffirmed its commitment not to engage in an exchange rate currency war to boost exports, but to create domestic economic policies for growth. Osborne says discussions also centered on new initiatives for an automatic exchange of information between governments to crack down on tax avoidance.
It's incredibly important that companies and individuals pay the tax that is due.
Osborne says there was agreement on the creation of international banking regimes so that no bank is considered too big to fail, and that when banks do fail, taxpayers aren't left covering the losses. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.